I am the storm, the art of controlled disruption. Some people follow the weather, others become it. To be a true agent of change, one who shakes the foundations, forces evolution, and breathes life into stagnation, you must understand the nature of the storm. A storm is not merely chaos, it is a force of nature with a purpose, to break what has become brittle, to water the roots of the future, and to ensure the ecosystem doesn't collapse under its own complacency. But a storm without control? That's not innovation. That's destruction for destruction's sake. The necessity of the storm. There is a deep misunderstanding about disruption. Too often, it's equated with recklessness, with tearing things down for the thrill of it. True disruptors, whether in business, art, science, or personal growth, understand that disruption is a tool, not an identity. The forest needs fire. Without it, deadwood chokes out new growth. The river needs the flood. Without it, the land dries up and life fades. Society needs the agitator. Without them, ideas become dogma and progress stalls. To be the storm is to recognize that discomfort breeds growth. Every revolution, technological, social, creative, began with someone who refused to accept the status quo. But here's the catch. Perpetual storms make for barren landscapes. The line between disruption and destruction. There is a fine line between being the force that drives evolution and the force that annihilates everything in its path. A wildfire that burns too hot doesn't just clear the deadwood, it sterilizes the soil. A storm that never ends doesn't just water the land, it drowns it. And the leader, the creator, the innovator who thrives on constant upheaval? They don't build, they leave wreckage in their wake. Here's the paradox. Disruptors must know when to stop disrupting. Revolutionaries must know when to start governing. Changemakers must know when to let stability take root. Steve Jobs broke industries open, but he also understood the importance of refinement. Tesla was built on disruption, but its survival depends on stability. Nations rise from revolution, but they only thrive when leaders shift from breaking to building. If you are the storm, you must also be the calm after it. The art of strategic chaos. The greatest innovators, the real movers of history, do not wield chaos recklessly. They understand timing, impact, and necessity. They know that some things must be torn down, but others must be fortified and refined. One, know your ecosystem. Before you shake the foundations, ask, what grows here? Blind disruption is self-indulgence, not progress. True innovation nurtures something better in place of what it destroys. Two, choose your targets. Not everything needs a storm. Some structures are fragile because they should be. Others have endured because they are essential. If you disrupt for the sake of disrupting, you become a wrecking ball with no blueprint for rebuilding. 3. Control the aftermath. A storm that never ends is just a slow death. The people who truly shape the world are those who know when to stop, when to shift from tearing down to lifting up. Without that balance, you're not a leader. You're just another destructive force. You are the storm, but you are also the sunlight. If you have the power to change the weather, you have the responsibility to know when to let the skies clear. Some people fear the storm. They resist change, cling to comfort, and hope the world stays predictable. Others embrace it blindly, believing chaos itself is the goal. But the rarest, most powerful people, they command the storm, knowing exactly when to unleash it and when to let the world breathe. The real question is not, are you the storm? The real question is, do you know how to wield it? This manifesto is part of the Deconstructionists, an alliance of minds dedicated to breaking, building, and bending reality in the pursuit of progress. We challenge the status quo, not for the sake of destruction, but to forge something stronger. An ongoing investigation of what we tear down, what we create, and what it all means.